The federal government has unveiled the first tranche of its childcare package with a pledge to establish a $250 million pilot program to subsidise home care provided by nannies. The scheme will primarily provide subsidies for low to middle income shift workers such as police, firefighters and nurses. The Minister for Social Services is Scott Morrison and he joins me now. Scott Morrison, good morning.
Good morning.
Why do you need a trial? Why not just let the program begin?
Well, in going forward with this and acting on the Productivity Commission's recommendation, there are a lot of integrity issues that need to be covered off. We've learnt that through the family daycare sector, where there has been quite a number of issues over many years. And so this pilot program will cover 10,000 children, some 4,000 nannies over 2 years. And we will work through all the various integrity and other operational issues to make sure that the program, after that period of time, would be in a shape to then consider for broader application.
So do you think there should be broader application?
Well, we'll have to work through the pilot program first, but I think clearly the Productivity Commission, and we agree, and this feedback we've had from families as we've engaged in an extensive consultation process, that there are many families for whom mainstream childcare services just don't provide the support they need, and they are shift workers. But there are also those in rural and regional areas, and they're families with children with special needs, and they need the same support that other families need, and that's what this program is all about.
What kind of accreditation will nannies have to have? How do you know you're not simply subsidising babysitting, for instance?
Well, they'll have to be over 18. They'll have to have a first aid qualification, and they'll also have to have a working with children qualification, and they'll also have to be provided to a registered service provider. So it also will be integrity checks to ensure that basically family members aren't picking up subsidies for work they're already doing. And they're the sorts of issues that we need to work through over the pilot program, which is why you just don't rush headlong into something like this. You get it right. You get the model right and you ensure it's helping the people you want to help in these situations. It's not intended as a replacement for mainstream childcare services. It's intended as a supplement for those families who need this type of service so they can be in work and stay in work.
Okay, but you have decided that that they don't need to have an early childhood education degree, for instance. Childcare workers do. Why should nannies be different?
Well, because we're talking about a different type of service. I mean, in many cases with shift workers, we're talking about a nanny who's there overnight. Well, they won't be doing too much learning in the middle of the night. And so it's a different type of service. It's not a mainstream service. And if parents want to engage someone with an early childhood qualification, well, of course they can. But we're going to leave that choice up to the parents.
Now, you've set the income threshold at $250,000. That allows a lot of pretty wealthy families to get a subsidy, doesn't it?
Well, that's a maximum, and it tapers off under the subsidy arrangement, which would apply more generally, which we'll announce before the budget. So I don't think we'll see much at that end of the spectrum. But if you've got a child with special needs, particularly several, and you're in a rural or regional area, then this can occur. And we don't want to, for the sake of, having an arrangement which would cut off people in those sort of circumstances arbitrarily. We want to make sure that the program has and is supporting people in areas of need. Now, that's what will be reviewed over the course of the pilot, but as you said in your introduction, the program is targeted towards low to middle income families primarily.
So how will the subsidy be delivered? Will it go directly to the families or to the nannies?
It'll go to a service provider who is providing the nanny in the same way that that is the proposal from the Productivity Commission, that all subsidies under any new arrangements be provided directly to service providers.
Okay. Are we likely to see the rest of the childcare package in the next few weeks before the budget as well?
Yes.
When?
Before the budget.
In the next couple of weeks then?
Well, that's when the budget is.
Okay. Now, all of this childcare package is going to cost a considerable amount, some billions, although you haven't said exactly how much. Presumably, you'll also need to find savings in your portfolio in other areas to pay for this, will you?
That's right, and we already have a number of savings measures unlegislated that are currently sitting in the Senate, and that is the exact purpose for which those savings will be directed.
And any indication of where those savings are going to come from?
Well, the family tax benefit measures in particular, and there were some payment freezes and threshold freezes and things of that nature which were in the previous budget, and those measures would be able to offset the costs of the new package.
Now, Peter Costello this morning, writing this morning with some more budget advice for your government. Don't tax the rich, raise the GST, he says. He is right, isn't he, that raising the GST by a small amount would produce more revenue?
Well, I'd go to the first point. I mean, the only people who want to increase taxes at the moment or change the tax system on things like negative gearing is the Labor Party. They're the ones that are talking about putting taxes on superannuants earning $75,000 a year. So I think Peter's advice is probably even better directed, and I think is intended to be directed at the Labor Party.
Well, of course, but you're the government.
Well, yes, and we're not in the business of you know, increasing taxes.
Okay. I mean, you've got to find some money. It's not just a spending problem that you've got at the moment, though, is it?
Well, no, I'd largely disagree with you. I mean, it's the expenditure blowouts that has been the problem over the past 6 years. I mean, you don't chase revenue shortfalls down a hole. What you do is you make sure you get your spending under control, because that's what you can control. That's what governments can control, and that's what this government is doing, and that's what the last government didn't do. So our focus is very much on ensuring that we are focusing on managing our expenditure.
So there will be no tax increases at all in anywhere?
Well, Michael, as usual, I'm not going to allow you to verbal me, but those are matters for the Treasurer. All I'm simply saying is our focus is on the expenditure, and we're not a government that believes in high taxes.
Okay. Scott Morrison, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Michael.
That's Scott Morrison, the Social Services Minister there.